You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnestly.
Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff. We have reached week 9. This is your host, Tom Earnestly, on this beautiful Sunday morning, broadcasting from the DolphinsTalk.com studios as we are ready to go in South Florida today as the Miami Dolphins host the New York Jets. And the Jets will come into this game at 3-5, and we all know the Dolphins coming in at 4-4, only winners of one of their last 5 football games. Began the year week 2 in New York for MetLife Takeover, and the Dolphins came out on top of that game, 20-12 against the New York Jets, hoping to repeat the success that they found in New York. But these are two completely different football teams for the Miami Dolphins. This is kind of like the Hyde version of the Dolphins as we approach week 9, a couple weeks before the bye week. But let's get into what things are going to look like today. The Miami Hurricanes played a game yesterday at home at Hard Rock Stadium in torrential downpours. The field looked like it was absolutely destroyed. The grounds crew has worked most of the night into the day trying to get the field repaired for the Dolphins game today. Temperatures today is supposed to be about 83 degrees right around kickoff. Not expecting much in regards to rain according to the forecast right now. But it's South Florida. You never know. There's going to be some pop-up storms probably here or there. But 83 degrees and sunny. Don't expect the field to be too much of an issue. But, you never know. These guys have to patch up the field and hopefully get it into good working condition for both of these teams. Now let's get into our opponent, the New York Jets. The Jets coming to the game again at 3-5. They are ranking for offensive efficiency right now. The Jets are 29th in offense, 28th in passing, and 15th in rush. Defensively, they're 24th on defense, 20th in pass defense, and 21st in rush defense. All right, so this is nothing to write home about, folks. The Jets aren't a very good football team, but when we look at our own side of the table, the Dolphins are 27th in offense, 23rd in pass offense, and 17th in rush offense. So both these teams are pretty evenly matched when it comes to the offensive part of this. Defensively, again, they're pretty equal. The Dolphins are 27th in defense, 23rd in pass, and 29th in rush. Where it could really fall apart for the Dolphins today is one of the matchups that I will bring up here in a little bit. But let's first talk about the Jets and the offense. And obviously it starts with Sam Darnold. He was the third pick in the draft this past season. He has taken his lumps as a rookie. He has struggled at times, but right now he is much better than he was at the beginning of the season. He's making a lot better decisions with the football. And according to Pro Football Focus, he was dead last in the first 4 games of the season at turnover-worthy pass percentage. He was dead last at 6.3% of his throws, almost led to turnovers. But in the last 4 games, he's now 10th in the NFL with only 2.4%. So he's much smarter with the football than he was at the very beginning. So he's starting to settle in as the Jets' starting quarterback now and into the future. Isaiah Crowell is another guy here on offense to really pay attention to. He's 11th in the NFL in rushing with 484 yards. He's averaging 5.1 yards per carry, and he has 5 touchdowns on the year. That does not bode well for the Dolphins' 29th rush defense, as they have just been absolutely destroyed in the last 3 weeks, dating back to the Bears game, where they had to deal with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen Kerryon Johnson and the Lions offense ran for over 200 yards against this defense. And last week with Lamar Miller absolutely scorching this defense on the ground. So that is a big thing that the Dolphins really have to work on this week. And Isaiah Crowell is going to pose a big mismatch for the Dolphins defense. They really have to get it figured out. Losing Vincent Taylor during this 10-day period off did not do wonders for this team. As Ziggy Hood was brought in to replace Vincent Taylor, and he will look to get a lot of snaps behind Akeem Spence and Devon Godchaud. As we look at the five things to watch for in this game today, obviously the first thing that needs to be watched in this game is the Dolphins' defense. Is there going to be a response? This is not a very good offense of the Jets coming in to this football game. Will the Dolphins respond? Will the Dolphins have a game where they actually put it together on defense, force the issue, force turnovers, and make Sam Darnold make those rookie mistakes against this Dolphins defense? It's very difficult to really say at this point if it's really going to lead to anything, because the Dolphins defense haven't been able to do anything over the last really 5 weeks on defense ever since the New England Patriot game. They have just not been very good. Second thing to watch for is Minkah Fitzpatrick's snap count. It has been a topic of discussion that you have an absolute elite player in his rookie season not on the field. He has been a shutdown corner for the Miami Dolphins this year. And at this point, he is number one in the NFL in passer rating allowed when he is targeted. He's only allowing 50.8%, 50.8 quarterback rating when targeted, which is first among all cornerbacks in the NFL with minimum of 100 snaps in coverage. That is what you call lockdown cornerback. The Dolphins have only played him really about 57 to 60% of the total defensive snaps this year, which is a big head scratcher when we look at it. And, you know, that is one thing to really watch for today. Do the Dolphins make a shuffle at the cornerback spot, moving Minkah Fitzpatrick maybe to the outside and moving Bobby McCain back to the inside, where Bobby McCain is much more comfortable and that's his natural spot? So Bobby McCain, after his injury, playing out of his normal position, there has been a lot of struggles as of late with Bobby McCain, with breakdowns in the secondary, mental lapses when he is supposed to play zone defense. He's playing man, as we saw with Houston last week. So that is the second thing to watch for, is Minkah Fitzpatrick and how many times he's on the field, and do they play him on the outside or do they keep him in the slot? But please play him a lot more on defense. I don't understand why they're keeping him on the bench as much as they are. Third thing to watch for is it's going to be Xavien Howard. You know, we were highly talking about Xavien Howard as he was one of the best corners in the NFL for the first three games when the team started 3-0. But in the last five games, week 4 through 8, he has given up 148.1 passer rating in his direction, which is not elite. He's definitely regressed. I don't know if he's been hampered by an injury or not. He played very well against DeAndre Hopkins for the most part in the first half. And then all of a sudden, Hopkins showed up, 2 touchdowns in the second half, really changed the complexion of the game. Howard was, again, off to a very good start. And, you know, he's just really fallen apart in regards of his efficiency and how many plays he's been giving up. Where he didn't do that in the first 3 weeks. So the third thing to watch for is another cornerback in Xavien Howard. Fourth thing to watch for is Brock Osweiler. We're going to talk about Brock Osweiler because he is the starting quarterback once again this week for the Miami Dolphins. We are waiting for the report from Five Reasons Sports Network regarding Ryan Tannehill's injury. A little more in detail on that as we progress through the morning, so be on the lookout for that. But Brock Osweiler will be starting his fourth consecutive game for the Miami Dolphins. He is 1-2 as the starter. His lone win came in that nail biter against Chicago at home in his first start of the season. Since has dropped his last two against the Lions as well as the Texans. The Jets, again, do not pose, you know, big threats, but the Miami Dolphins have been inefficient on the offensive side of the ball for a majority of the season, and Brock Osweiler really has to play his best football game of the year in his first four games as a starter. This game is a must win for the Miami Dolphins before the bye week. They play Green Bay the next Sunday at 4:25 kickoff from Lambeau Field. It is not going to be pretty if the Dolphins can't figure this out defensively. But Brock Osweiler has to play well. I expect that he will be playing coming to the Green Bay game. And then after the bye week, we'll see where they stand with Ryan Tannehill. But again, we're going to get some more information regarding Tannehill's injury from Five Reasons Sports Network and those guys over there who have done a great job really covering the injury of Ryan Tannehill, where most of the national media has not done a great job doing that. And the last thing to watch for is Isaiah Crowell. I think he is going to be a big part of the New York Jets offense in this game. I think he's the game plan for the Jets is simple. Run the ball up the middle against this Dolphins defense, where they have had a hard time shedding those blocks, letting the linebackers free to make those tackles. The center or the guard are getting to the next level, putting a helmet on a linebacker, and that's freeing up a lot of these big runs that we've seen happen against the Miami Dolphins. So those are the five things to watch for in this game against the New York Jets. I am going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go through the keys to victory presented by Sinbad Sports and my prediction for the game this week against the New York Jets. We'll be right back right after this.
DolphinsTalk.com is your one-stop source for anything and everything Miami Dolphins. From the award-winning DolphinsTalk.com podcast to original commentary, breaking news, and interviews with current and former players as well as media types, DolphinsTalk.com keeps you up to date and informed with all the latest happenings taking place in the world of the Miami Dolphins. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk and to check us out at DolphinsTalk.com every day for all your Miami Dolphins needs. Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
We are back, and let's get into the three keys to victory presented by Sinbad Sports. Let's first start with the first key to victory for the Miami Dolphins today, and it's very simple, and that is Brock Osweiler. He cannot turn the ball over. He cannot have those mental mistakes. He cannot give Sam Darnold and the Jets good field position to allow them to score easy points. Brock Osweiler has to be efficient, as he was when he played against the Bears. And he has to make those big throws. The Dolphins have to move the sticks on third downs. It starts at the quarterback position and also has to go with the play calling. Adam Gase can – I can't tell you how many times I tweet about it. I don't know how many times I can tell you. I say it on the show. He cannot just run the simple play. It's always got to be something special on third or fourth and short. The Dolphins have to keep it simple. Move the sticks. Brock Osweiler will be better for it. He will not make those mistakes, and Brock Osweiler will help the Miami Dolphins get to 5-4. That is the first key to victory in this game. The second key to victory is stop opposing tight ends. This week it's Christopher Herndon. For Miami Hurricanes fans, we know who he is very well. He is coming home to play against the Miami Dolphins in this game today, and that is going to be important to stop him. And the last couple of weeks, these no-name tight ends, the guy from Detroit, and I can't even remember the names, the guy from Detroit and the guy from Houston, both these tight ends, not their primary tight end, but they have exposed the Dolphins linebackers as well as secondary with easy touchdown catches in the last couple games. The Dolphins have to be smart, and they have to lock down Chris Herndon. He can be a very big matchup problem, and he is on a three-game touchdown streak with the New York Jets coming into this game. So today, the Dolphins have to slow down the opposing tight end, Chris Herndon. As we approach kickoff, Quincy Enunwa and Robbie Anderson are both highly questionable to play. They are both game-time decisions. Maybe one, maybe both will play. But there's a chance maybe neither will play in this game, as they just were very limited in practice on Friday leading up to today's game. There is that real game-time decision for both of those guys. And if both of those guys can't go, Christopher Herndon really becomes the number one option for Sam Darnold, as he has been for the last few weeks. So stopping Christopher Herndon is the second key to victory in this game. The third key to victory is sacking the quarterback. Pressure is fine. You can get as much pressure as you'd like on a quarterback, but if you can't hit him and you can't bring him to the ground and force the opposing team to go into second and long and third and long situations, you're in for a long day. The Dolphins have made bad quarterbacks look very good in the past. This game could be no different, but it really starts up front with Robert Quinn and Cameron Wake. Combined this year are two sacks. Two sacks for $20 million. That is not getting it done. Big key to winning this game is forcing Sam Darnold into mistakes. And if they can get those mistakes today against the Jets and Sam Darnold, the Dolphins most likely will have an opportunity to come out of this with a victory. That is the three keys to victory presented by Sinbad Sports. Let's get into my prediction for the game, and we will send you guys off to get ready for kickoff at 1 p.m. today against the New York Jets. As I said on the show with Mike the other day, I do believe the Miami Dolphins will win this game. I think because they are at home today and that it's going to be humid with all this rain passing through South Florida. It is humid. It is going to be sunny. It is going to be a home field for the Miami Dolphins. Other than the Lions game, they've played very well at home this season. They need to put up a big number today against the Jets. And I think they will get a big victory today. I believe the Dolphins will pull it out 28-24 against the Jets. I think both – this will be a back-and-forth game. I think because it is a division game – it's going to be back and forth, but the Dolphins will come out on top today, 28-24, to bring the record to 5-4, and we will be, Mike and myself, will be here for the post-game wrap-up show here on DolphinsTalk.com tonight, and I'm thinking Monday. We will be having the show tonight, and of course it will be there for you guys after we launch it on Sunday night and, of course, into Monday. So please check that out. In addition, follow us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. You can follow me on Twitter at TErnessy13. And be sure to check out DolphinsTalk.com every single day for all your latest Miami Dolphins news and opinions. It's a one-stop shop there for all Miami Dolphins information. So please go check out the website. Greatly appreciate you guys listening to Countdown to Kickoff, and we look forward to kickoff here very shortly here against the New York Jets. Thank you for listening. I am out. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff. Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game. Fins up.